The Trump administration today announced a draft proposal that would open large areas of federal waters to potential oil and gas drilling, including the coast of Maine. Jennifer Mitchell has our story.
The proposal would open most of the outer continental shelf to oil and gas drilling for a 5-year lease period to start in 2019. The prospect of rigs churning up the seabed in the Gulf of Maine alongside struggling shrimp stocks, valuable scallops, and the state's iconic lobster has environmental advocates furious.
So this is just a slap in the face, frankly, to anybody who wants to protect their economy on the coast.
Natural Resources Council of Maine Executive Director Lisa Pullman says aquaculture, seafood harvesting, and tourism would all be under threat from such a plan because, as she puts it, where there is drilling, there is spilling. We were unable to reach his office for comment in time for air, but in 2015, Republican Governor Paula Page became the first Northeastern governor to join the Outer Continental Shelf Governors Coalition in support of expanded offshore drilling. But his potential support appears to be in the minority for East Coast governors. Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott tweeted his opposition Thursday to the inclusion of Atlantic states such as his in the lease sale plan. The tweet echoes concerns raised by a bipartisan group of governors along the eastern seaboard, including New Jersey, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and the Carolinas. Pullman says with such strong opposition from both sides of the aisle, it's hard to understand why the administration would make the proposal.
What is obvious is that they're sending a message to the oil and gas industry that we are completely behind you at the risk of pollution, at the risk of public health.
The proposal unveiled by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke would offer up offshore blocks for lease between 2019 and 2024 and would include about 90% of the outer continental shelf, including Atlantic, Pacific, and Arctic Ocean areas protected under the current 5-year plan put in place by the Obama administration. A public hearing on the proposed plan is scheduled in Augusta on January 22nd. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.